Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, June 28th. According to a press release from the Delta County Sheriff's Office, a 24-year-old Hotchkiss man has admitted to killing his girlfriend. On June 24th, at approximately 6:45 p.m., Delta County Sheriff's deputies responded to an address near Hotchkiss to initiate a missing person investigation. The report was made by Helen Lowe, who advised deputies that her daughter Madeline Lowe was missing since June 19th. The mother stated that Madeline Lowe was last seen at her Hotchkiss address by her employer, who thought maybe Madeline had gone camping. Madeline was entered as a missing person, and local camping areas were checked. Then, on June 27th at about 5:30 a.m., Hotchkiss resident Edgar Macias Moreno turned himself in to the Delta County Sheriff's Office and advised investigators that he had killed Madeline and took her body to Utah. The Millard County, Utah Sheriff's Office was contacted and given a possible location where Madeline's body may be located. At approximately 1 p.m. on the 27th, a deputy from Millard County reported that the body had been found. Delta County Sheriffs and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation are responding to Utah to assist with crime scene investigation. Edgar Macias Moreno was arrested and charged with the first-degree murder of Madeline Lowe. This investigation is ongoing. More Colorado voters participated in this week's June 26th primary election than ever before. Unaffiliated voters were mailed ballots for the first time, and both political parties had contested races. But as Benta Berkland reports, the governor's race will come down to two very different candidates.
Republicans are hoping State Treasurer Walker Stapleton will put the governor's office in GOP control for the first time in a dozen years. Democrats think Congressman Jared Polis is the right choice to replace Governor John Hickenlooper, who is term limited.
Now both candidates have a challenge to talk about issues that they did not talk about in the primary election.
Dick Wadhams is the former GOP state party chairman. He says both Polis and Stapleton went to their respective ideological corners to win in the primary.
Jared Polis clearly is the most liberal Democratic nominee for governor we've ever seen. Walker Stapleton embraced Donald Trump to win the Republican nomination.
For example, Stapleton ran as a supporter for President Donald Trump's tax cuts and immigration policies.
And the president has offered the ability for a million people plus to have legal status in this country, many of them dreamers, many of them children, in exchange for enhanced border security. And we can have both. We do not have to choose one or the other.
It's a message that resonates with Mesa County Commissioner Rose Puglisi. She says she's gotten to know Stapleton over the years because he's reached out to rural Coloradans in his role as state treasurer. She also thinks Trump's popularity, especially in rural parts of Colorado, will help Stapleton.
President Trump's policies have been really good for my county. A lot of people can see, if you really were to talk about his policies, it's hard to point to one that really hasn't been good for our country or for rural America.
Meanwhile, Jared Polis pitched himself as someone who can work with the president if it's good for Colorado.
And if President Trump is serious about investing in infrastructure, if he's serious about creating jobs, he'll have a partner in me. But you know that I won't be beholden to him. And when he divides us rather than unites us, I will stand up with an inclusive Colorado voice.
A pathway to citizenship for immigrants who grew up in the U.S. but weren't born here is a top priority for Norberto Morhardin. He's a small business owner from Denver and thinks Polis would support the Latino community.
For me, that's our future of Colorado. And by him winning in the elections, he can make a big difference for our dreamers more than anything.
If elected, Polis could also become Colorado's first openly gay governor. It's expected to be a divisive governor's race. Right after the votes were counted, the candidates started distinguishing themselves leading into the general election. Here's Stapleton and then Polis.
Jared Polis has spent an unprecedented amount of money to buy this election. He has spent more money to win a contested race on the Democratic side than the Republicans, Democrats, and all outside groups spent combined in the last election. So it is David versus Goliath. I am ready to be David.
On almost every question before us this election, from whether or not health care is a human right, to whether immigrant children deserve human decency and human rights, to even the basic question about whether or not honesty is important in the public sphere, Walker Stapleton comes out on the wrong side.
This race and other ballot issues are likely to draw out more voters this November, including unaffiliated voters. Secretary of State Wayne Williams says the primary could be an indication of that. More than 1 million people participated, the highest number the state's ever had.
So the fact that both parties had interesting races, both parties had important races to decide, drove that turnout.
Democrats participated at higher rates in the primary compared to Republicans, and more unaffiliated voters chose to vote in the Democratic primary. How this translates to the general election is unclear. It could be a sign of enthusiasm for Democrats, or it could be because of other factors. Polis spent more than $10 million of his own money to try to get out the vote. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And in a follow-up from Tuesday's primary elections across the state, according to the Montrose Daily Press, the race for Montrose County Sheriff remained too close to call as of yesterday evening. A printing error on the ballot Tuesday caused a manual count by hand for all votes in Montrose, and it is taking some time sorting out a couple of the close elections. The error occurred when the ballots were printed with incorrect barcodes. Gene Lillard and Adam Murdy were expected to have a very close election for sheriff. Those expectations are being met as of yesterday, when Lillard held a 188-vote lead over Murdy with over 5,400 ballots counted. Another race is too close to call as of yesterday, when Sue Hansen maintained her lead in the election for Montrose County Commissioner District 2. Hansen was ahead of Rob Smith by 851 votes. The printing problem was discovered last Friday when election judges in charge of scanning began their work. The clerk's office informed the Colorado Secretary of State, who determined a hand count should take place. The barcoding issue did not affect the substance of the ballot. More than 10,000 ballots were received. Hand counting continued Wednesday and could be completed this afternoon or Friday morning to provide unofficial results from Tuesday's primary election. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.